Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Christy Smurl with Healthier Vibrations. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about a great Ayurvedic herb called guduchi that's used for bolstering the immune system. We discussed this herb in detail in the Ayurvedic Herbology series in the Holistic Health Advisor program. If you're interested in learning more about classes, programs, or certifications, visit my website, healthiervibrations.com. And remember, this information is purely educational, and it's not meant to license you to diagnose or treat yourself or others. So I hope you enjoy. So let's move into now the herb guduchi. Okay, so guduchi is a very helpful herb. It is one, if I could only pick a few to put in my arsenal of herbs, guduchi would definitely be in there. Guduchi's name is Tinospora cardifolia or amrut. So have you heard of the story about the churning of the ocean? Amrut was one of the healing nectars that came out of the churning in the ocean in the Hindu mythology stories. And it's said to be one of the nectars of life. Now, guduchi is very important herb for the immune system. But when we look at a lot of immune system builders, they're exactly that. They're builders and brimhana. So when we're trying to increase our ojas, increase our immune system, we have to be careful. Are we doing brimhana, building and nourishing, where there's already ama and overnourishment? Okay, a lot of people will come to me and say, well, I get sick often, so I've started taking ashwagandha or maca or kapikachu or vidarikanda because I heard that it's good for my immune system. Usually it's ashwagandha that people hear about more often. It's this term that's heavily thrown around. And they'll say, but I'm sick a lot now and I have a lot of mucus. And I'll say, it's because it's brimhana. So how do you build your immune system and support your immune system without that brimhana quality? Now, if it's a vata aggravated person with a vata constitution, brimhana is no big deal. But what if you're a kapha constitution, maybe 40 pounds overweight, mildly kapha aggravated, but a lot of other stuff is going on? You're not going to choose ashwagandha by any means. And what if you don't have time to wait for all of the lekhana stripping and detoxing because you are sick? Guduchi is your choice. Okay, so guduchi, let's take a look at its guna. And guna, we understand again, is its quality. So guna of guduchi is lagu, which is light, and snigda, which is oily. But it has a rasa of tikta and kashaya. So we have bitter and astringent along with light and oily. So we have a little bit of nourishment quality, but we have more so a air and space quality, correct? So let's go backwards in our brains and in your handouts. If you take a look at tikta, this is where I want some critical thinking to come into play. So go back to the page. So let's look at rasa. Okay, so the rasa slide. Take a look at first tikta, which we know is bitter. All right. So when we're looking at bitter, we understand that that's vayu and akash, space and air. We also understand that that could aggravate vata, but that it pacifies pitta and kapha. Then go to the same one, akash, or akasha. We understand that that's astringent, creating the panchamahabhuta mobilization or influence on vayu and prithvi. Now, if you turn and look at the guna of light and snigdha, then we're able to understand how that's going to affect the body. We're not looking at sweet. We're not looking at heavy. So it's not brahmana. So that's when we ask then, okay, but tell me what the virya is. Is it warming or is it cooling? So we understand that guduchi is ushna. It's warming to the body. Then we're able to pull from that information and thousands of years of time-tested administration. Guduchi then we're able to understand has the karma of a tri-dosha shamak. So it helps balance all three doshas. Because at first you might look, well, it's dry. Wait, no, it's tikta, it's kashaya. This is air, this is space, this is hot, this is oily, this is light. Like, I'm confused. What's it do? It actually helps balance all three, okay? It's also considered Vishagna. Vishagna is a karma which helps neutralize poison in the body. Now, what kind of poisons are we looking at? Food poison, ama. Ama is considered a toxin in the body, but it also helps neutralize actual poisons in the body. It actually helps protect the body of poisons by building the immune system as well.
So like a spider bite or something, like a bug bite?
Any kind of agitated toxic reaction, guduchi will help modulate it. Yeah. Now, guduchi is also called the karma pachana, which we understand is reducing ama in the body, that sticky, non-digestible, blocking, clogging, disease basis. Okay. So when we are doing pachana, we're going to help break up ama and clear it from the shrotas, the fine minute channels of the body, so that we can then not have ama creating this roadblock in the body, and it's going to help neutralize the effect of poisons in the body and build the immune system, no matter what dosha is occurring, vata, pitta, or kapha. No matter what your prakruti is, vata, pitta, or kapha. No matter whether you're 400 pounds and kapha aggravated or thin, tiny, and vata aggravated. Guduchi comes in handy for all three doshas. Any vikruti or prakruti, depending on what karma you're looking to perform on the body. So we have pachana. We also have the quality in karma. It's an anti-inflammatory. So if you get a bug bite and you get this inflaming reaction, it's going to help neutralize that. If you have inflammation in the gut, it will help reduce it. Now, there's a lot of other things that we would choose first for gut inflammation, but guduchi will help reduce inflammation as well. Guduchi is an antipyretic. It's your Tylenol in the cabinet, your fever reducer. Okay. Now, when we have a fever, it can be for a multitude of reasons, but it's usually due to a toxin. Whether it's a krumi,
which we discussed is bacteria, viruses, invaders, whether it be to a inflammatory reaction. There's a lot of reasons why we can run fevers. So guduchi is nice. It also reduces fevers. Guduchi is also rasayana. Now, rasayana is the quality or karma of rejuvenating the body. Typically, when we think of rasayana, we think of brahmana, building the body. Ashwagandha, good rasayana. But what if we don't want that ashwagandha brahmana quality building? Maybe they're already diabetic with high cholesterol, kapha constitution, and kapha aggravation. We're not going to choose ashwagandha brahmana, but we want rasayana to help protect them, to build their immune system. Guduchi would be your choice. So that's why I say if I had only a handful of herbs I could have, guduchi would definitely be in my arsenal. So then we're able to see that guduchi increases ojas, which is our immune system, without increasing or provoking ama. Now the part of the plant that's used is the bark. And the formulations that can be utilized, we have amrut. Just a second.